Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, creamy baby sticky seeds with 50 as a pop or kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, but Doug loves movies.
Hey everybody, there's somebody who keeps yelling one word over and over again. What do you say?
Chia.
Chia?
Chia.
I don't, please don't do that anymore. My name is Doug and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies.
That's like the angriest one I've heard, I think. This is Doug Loves Movies! He loves them! Coming to you from our most weekly home for the last 6 or 7 years, maybe, I don't know how long it's been, the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater in Los Angeles. It's Tuesday, August 12, 2014, Wolf of Wall Street Fight, Terminator 2, Judgment Day of the Dead Poets Society. Rest in peace, Robin Williams. Minneapolis, Doug Loves Movies comes to the Women's Club of Minneapolis on Friday night. I am not kidding. Hashtag yes, all women's club. And then Saturday, I'm off to San Francisco for the Benson Movie Interruption of the third installment in the Twilight series, Eclipse. And that's at the Castro Theater, the beautiful Castro Theater. And we're going to knock out all five eventually, but please be a part of this one on Saturday at 4:20. And Sunday, I'm doing stand-up at Liquid Laughs in Boise, Idaho, also at 4:20. From the Corrections Department, Philip Baker Hall's character in Heart 8 is named Sydney. That's not Gwyneth Paltrow's character's name. Yeah, thank God that was cleared up. The prize bag includes Doug Loves Movies t-shirt and a copy of Gateway Doug 2, Forced Fun, and some other very interesting and tantalizing items that I will share with you as the guests come out here and talk about them. As the people here in the audience at UCB can see, we have four chairs, and that always means that there's just too much awesomeness. And so we had to add a chair. Please welcome Kulat Vilaysack, Howard Kramer, Mark Maron, and Kumail Nanjiani. Mark Maron, you're like the shyest guest. You're like walking out here like, is this where I go? What's happening?
Why don't you read my texts? Read my texts.
You were freaking out about the traffic and how hard it was to get here, and then you know that you've made it in plenty of time.
Yeah, but there's another guest
who is later than you.
Oh, there he is.
There he is.
It's okay. Horrendous. Horrendous. I'm not shy.
What's up?
Hi, how are you?
The traffic really missed. Mark Maron, everybody.
Hey, how are you? Thank you.
The traffic really messed you up?
Yeah, it was. I'm surprised at the text I sent you. I personally
think the C word was used at one point.
Well, here's the first one.
Yeah, please.
Fuck you and your 7 o'clock show. Goddamn fucking traffic! I'm out of my mind. And then 3 minutes later, dude, nightmare. And this is where I thought I had hope. 5 minutes, and then cunt fuck.
This doesn't sound like you, Mark.
Yeah, I was going to tweet it directly to you.
Yeah.
It's also,
what?
You know, I guess you're stuck in traffic, so then it's okay to text.
I knew when I was doing that it would fall on stoned ears, and it wasn't going to make...
It did. It absolutely did. I saw, when I like opened my phone, I saw 5 messages, and that usually means that the person's completely forgotten about the whole thing and just realized it.
No, they're not going to make it.
But I just saw 5 messages, and you know, and then hit.
I just
you know
sharing.
Who are they from? Says they're all from Mark Maron, and it was all about the traffic. And
at that point, like, you were like, the word cunt, I'm going to read.
I was like,
for the next 10 seconds.
I was like, the show's going to start anyway, and then you'll run in at some point.
It was a general cunt. It was not directed to anybody.
It was just to the universe.
Right,
absolutely.
Cunt. Sometimes that feels good. It's not directed at anybody.
It feels good every single time.
Every time.
Cunt!
Don't call me that.
No, I would never, Mark.
Come on.
All right. Well, this is
kind of a
this
cunt.
Is a weird time to introduce Kulop Velisov, everybody. She's here.
Hi.
There should be a porn version of At Midnight where the host just keeps yelling, cunts!
That's the worst porn, where they're just talking about it rather than doing anything. Boobs, think of them.
Okay.
All right,
now
so
what
that's,
do I do?
So that's me.
That's Kulop is here, everybody, and she's got not only a terrific podcast with the late coming gentleman we'll talk to in a second. Yeah. No, the traffic was a cunt.
Was it bad for you?
Well, I let Uber do it, but it was tough.
It was bad for the Uber driver.
I think so.
Was he stressed?
Are you drinking? Why Uber in the middle of the day?
It's like I don't have to deal with the road rage. Okay.
Yeah, Mark. Howard really threw on an outfit like he's off to the Hamptons. This is really some Great Gatsby shit going on here.
This is actually a gift for you. This isn't part of the wardrobe.
Instead of a scarf, it's another T-shirt that you have draped around your neck.
It's exactly that.
But even your hair is very windswept today. You really seem like you came here in an Uber convertible.
Yeah, the Uber had no roof.
Driven by Tobey Maguire. What do you have for the prize bag? It's Howard Kramer, everybody.
Oh, yeah, this is
co-host of Who Charted.
This is a T-shirt. Could you hold the mic? Thank you so much, Kulop.
You're welcome.
Give it up for Kulop. This is a thing called Goo Cruise. It's a song off my new album. Some people know it. Some of this, some of that. And this is the story of when you go and take a ride on a jet ski, a Sea-Doo, driven by an orangutan.
Orangutan, get it? Goo Cruise.
Oh.
So that's it.
Doug, I have 2 options for the bag.
Hey, Howard, is your new album for children? What's going on with that?
You know what? It appeals to the child in all of us. For just 3 months a year, guys, give your time and attention to summer. Okay, what is it, Mark?
You want my stuff?
What?
You brought something? Oh, you brought your own bag of stuff.
Here, I got the vinyl of my special.
Oh,
that looks thick and heavy.
Whoa.
But also...
Thinky Pain, it's called.
I brought 2 options because I did the Oddball Fest, and one of the sponsors was the PAX Vaporizers. And I actually put a post-it on there. It said, for Benson, if he doesn't have one.
Yeah, and those are for tobacco use only, by the way.
But do you have one of these?
I do. Like, they keep giving them to me. Yeah.
Well,
let me pax you a question.
What?
he just had that joke.
Do you realize how much that's worth?
No.
What do they sell for now? Like $250?
$250?
Yeah, $250. So do you still want to put it in the prize bag?
No, I'm going to start smoking weed again. Just add 15 years sober, but for $250, that's got to make it really good.
It's an expensive item.
It's not even really weed when he's smoking
out there,
right?
So you're hanging on to it? Is that what you're saying? You're going to keep it?
Yeah, fuck yeah, I'm going to keep it. I gave you the record.
People were excited.
If you needed it, I would have given it to you. But now, yeah, I'd probably give it to somebody, you know, who is equally as fucked up as you are in my life.
But maybe a charity, if you could raise some money or something.
Yeah. I'll give it for the kids. I'll give it. Maybe I'll give it to my teenage niece.
Why don't you put it in the prize bag?
Because it's $250 worth of prizes. That record is something that I'd like to put out in the world. I enjoy that record. It's my record. This was given to me with no knowledge of what it's worth.
I do think it has my name on it, though.
But you just said you had three of them.
I do. I don't need it.
Okay, thank you for the honesty. This will be a pleasant present for perhaps...
I've done this once before. One time Tom Lennon brought the actual badge prop from Reno 911 that he would wear.
Reno 911?
That's what I call it.
Is that a spinoff where they have their war cut out for him?
Yeah, weren't you offered the lead in that?
Well, I don't make it past the first 15 minutes, though.
That's I haven't introduced him yet. That's Kumail Nanjiani, everybody. And Kumail's a very thoughtful guest because you brought you'd forgotten to bring some promotional items, so you purchased some stuff.
Yeah, I brought a bunch of like candy and cookies and candy.
This looks like a super fancy ding dong.
It's $250.
$250 ding dong. These Good Bites raw chocolate truffles look super fun. They're made with superfoods.
I'm sure it tastes terrible. That's shit that like Pete Holmes likes.
Where'd you get that stuff? Where'd you get it?
Just right around the corner.
It's healthy.
Yeah, so that's nice of you to bring that stuff. And what's...
I brought that. Mine goes with Kumail's. We didn't plan it. I went to the dentist today.
And they gave you this really sweet little purse with a
floss
and a toothbrush.
That's right, for your traveling needs.
And no toothpaste.
Needs.
It's for a dry tooth existence.
Yeah.
The dry tooth experience.
That's good to have in your luggage when you might forget your other toothbrush. That's how I use them. I have a lot of those.
Right, plus hotels are pretty cool about toothbrush giveaways.
Yeah, but those aren't even real toothbrushes. They're like half a toothbrush.
They're weird.
Yeah, they're not.
You gotta really.
Gotta really need it.
But that has the card of my dental hygienist.
Oh.
So that's probably different from your guys' situation.
No, actually, mine all have a dental hygienist phone number attached to it.
Okay, all right.
Don't forget, there's two free hot dogs from Pop's Hot Dogs. Yeah, no cheap mystery meats.
That's a t-shirt from Cuckoo.
From Goo Cruise?
No, this is a Who Charted t-shirt.
Yeah.
Yay!
Yeah, that's a podcast me and Kramer do.
Who Charted t-shirt, a fancy lighter somebody gave me out on the road, Mark Maron's Thinky Pain, and no packs. That's what's going to be won today by someone.
Someone's going to have to work harder for
in
that
this
PAX.
Audience. Apologies to pull your hands together because I feel like this one's going to be a long one because I think it's only fair and nice and right to take a moment and talk about the dearly departed Robin Williams because everybody's been thinking about it. It's a pretty devastating loss to people, which shows how great he was and maybe that's crazy that someone that's that great could get that depressed to resort to that. So I thought just everybody could say what they want about it, but I thought we'd start with, you know, favorite Robin Williams movie. Just go down the panel and name them. And if you say the wrong one, points will not be deducted. I'm just saying, go ahead and say Hook if you want to. But
my favorite Robin Williams movie, I think it would probably be... Good Morning Vietnam, I think, is the one that I would pick, because I think it really, it was one of those ones where he was in it and it perfectly served his character, and it was hilarious. He had a great comic supporting cast, and yeah, it's a sad thing, but that, I think that it would be my favorite one.
People are checking out the WTF with Robin Williams.
Yeah, I reposted the...
Yeah. You know, I'm sure it's comforting to listen to, you know, like just sort
what's
of
amazing,
where he's coming from.
What was weird about it was, like, I've done that with other people who have been on my show and have passed away. I did it with Jonathan Winters, I did it with Ron Schock, and what was weird about it is that I knew I was going to do that, and I knew I'd have to say a few words first, which I did. I just, you know, spoke, accessed the feelings and focused and felt what I felt and talked about it. And then people, because of that interview, was so candid with him, and he'd never really spoken like that before, and I don't think since. You know, everyone started, you know, I started getting these press requests. I'm like, I don't know the guy. I don't know. I don't have a history with him. That conversation was it, and it was amazing, and it changed my life. But that's it. I'm not going to say anything. You know, listen to it. You know, grieve appropriately. Don't be a predatory weirdo who's like, we got to get comments.
I was at the Houston Improv last night, and the two local news stations were outside. And if I had wanted to, I could have gone out there and spoken to them about Robin Williams. And I'd say, well, I've met the guy a couple times. He was super nice, and
he had a profound effect on all of our lives.
Yeah, exactly. And, but what me outside of a comedy club saying, you know, what difference does it make what I have to say? I mean, but I guess people, they like that coverage because it's still somehow comforting to be able to continue speaking about it instead of just trying to, you know, forget it.
Well, I thought the interview would just speak on its own. And at the end, what's really scary and horrifying and sad is that at the end of the WTF with Robin, he did a riff on suicide. Like, it was the only time in the entire interview where he actually riffed. For some reason, I got him on a day where he just wanted to talk real shit. And then at the end, he has a conversation with himself contemplating suicide and talking himself out of suicide. It's sort of devastating, given what happened. But it still, it shows that he had been struggling with this illness a long time. And that, I think, it gave a perspective that I think is helpful to people. And Goodwill Hunting's also a good movie.
Howard, what do you think? Patch Adams?
I'm a patch guy.
That should be your quote to the news.
Hashtag Howard Team Kramer. Patch.
What news network is that?
Huh?
What news network is
that? I don't know. Whenever people, you know, contact. What do you think of? I was a patch guy.
Hey, it could be a.
Wait, you thought a clown
variety.
Network would interview you?
Possibly.
Yeah, a clown doctor network contacted you.
Could be a way into that industry, you know, could be a foothold in. My favorite is Popeye, Robert Altman's Popeye, which is like, wow.
That was the first.
That smattering was.
Well, you know, there was considered a flop, and the esteemed Leonard Maltin. I was looking through some of his Robin Williams reviews, and he gave it the bomb classification.
Yeah,
but I think that would happen if you don't kind of understand the
Popeye.
Yeah,
or
and also, but also just
the
get
whole
in,
spinach thing and what it
just,
means,
or just get into the vibe of the music in it. It's got a very interesting score that you could either find grating or enjoyable.
It was such a if you're going to translate one world of that of those comics and that cartoon into a film world, like usually it would be a much broader sensibility. And this was like Altman, and like the conversations are overlapping, but he's talking to Bluto. Yeah.
Well, that one is weird because it's a kid's movie, but the plot is about a baby who can predict like horse race wins.
Yeah.
So it's for that intersection of kids who are really into gambling. Uh-huh. It's like a really weird...
And it's got the least scary octopus in the history of cinema. Just gets kind of thrown on the actors and they just sort of pretend to struggle with it.
But he's so fucking great in it.
Yeah,
he's
well,
Popeye.
He really, yeah, that's
he's
the thing.
So great
that's where
in
you,
it.
That's where you were like, oh yeah, this guy is like a Juilliard-trained, serious actor. Like he really had to do a lot to transform himself for, you know, the result, arguably.
Those huge forearms.
Yeah,
that should be your second quote.
He had to have those glued on every day and then watch them glue hair onto those. Like, he's got plenty of hair on his actual arms. But he's one of the hairiest dudes of all time. Kulop, what do you think?
Mine was Good Will Hunting.
Yeah.
That was like the first time.
He won the Oscar for that.
Yeah, and the first time I saw him, that I saw him in a different light for me.
Total like gentle teddy bear professor. Yeah. Like kind of a Mandy Patinkin. Mandy Patinkin.
The Patinker.
I had known him as, for me, I had known him as a comedian and him doing comedic roles. For me, that was the first time I saw him do.
Right, a lot of the stuff he did was like sort of supposed to be dramatic or kind of dramatic, but that one was really like, that sealed the deal.
Didn't he play Yakov Smirnoff in Moscow on the Hudson?
I don't believe that's who he was supposed to be, but he was in that film, yes. He was a saxophone player, I believe.
Oh.
Kumail?
Good Will Hunting is, he was so good.
At you being, can't take one that's already been.
Oh, fuck.
No, I didn't.
Well, I'm just saying, it's so, he was so good at being so funny, but also really heartbreaking. Like, he could do both. He could play characters with such loss, you know, he was so good. But I would say, I'll go with, I think Mrs. Doubtfire and Birdcage are so fucking funny, those movies. I laugh every time. I'm surprised at how funny Mrs. Doubtfire is every time I watch it. So funny.
Yeah, and Birdcage too is a really, it's a really fun, fun ass movie.
Really
and,
great movie.
And he's really great at playing the, you know, gay guy that's not as flaming as his partner. Like, that was a kind of a thing you didn't hadn't really seen, but he did a great job
and
doing
for,
that.
I think for at least, like, my parents, for a lot of people, it came at a specific time where, like, homophobia was more accepted. And that movie, I think,
introduced it does open a lot of minds.
Yeah,
absolutely. I think absolutely so. It did.
Do you remember
for
that,
sure.
that he had that little part in that Woody Allen movie? Was it Deconstructing Harry mm-hmm. where he played the actor who was out of focus? He was actually fucking genius in that. Because like you couldn't see who it was and he had these weird movements of being out of focus and not understanding it. And it was so, it was genius. It was great. It was only like 5 minutes. He was great in that. Can I change mine?
Yeah, changes that.
No, that was just an impressive thing.
He's just, even in stuff that he did that I don't enjoy or I, you know, that I think is a bad film, or I just think that he was a very committed performer and super talented. Like, I didn't watch that TV series he just did, but like
Crazy
every
ones?
Yeah, every time I saw a scene from him, I was like, he had to fucking learn all those fucking lines.
Yeah.
Like they fucking those David
that's
those David
most,
Kelly shows. They fucking talk and talk and talk.
That's the most basic thing to be impressed by.
No, I'm just
he
saying.
He didn't look into the camera once.
I'm just saying most movie stars can't just go on a show like that and
no,
play with the TV people. Like, they can't.
Really, really
they can't
special.
Learn all that shit.
He
doesn't do it that
he
well.
He did a lot of TV, right?
Sure, yeah. Sure. Mork and Mindy. I went to a taping, like, I think it was my high school. We went, like, in a school bus up to Hollywood, and I saw a taping of Mork and Mindy.
Yeah.
And Bob Saget was the warm-up.
Really?
Yeah,
from San Diego? You went all the way?
From San Diego,
wow.
Yeah. And then after the thing was over with, I like ran around I like ditched the rest of the class and ran around the Paramount lot until I got caught. And
I can't imagine Saget as a warm-up. How did he not be filthy?
No, he wasn't filthy, but he definitely had that like motor mouth,
right.
You know, talking in circles and a lot of puns, and you know, he was very entertaining. I liked him then, even then.
And I think
great.
The weird thing
sorry.
about Robin too is like, I mean, I've met him many times and I've spent time with him. It's like, you know, he was a very generous, very sweet guy. But the weirdest thing about Robin Williams is that he was almost shy.
Yeah.
When you would meet him off stage, he was always interested in what you were doing. He was very humble and very sweet and just a really genuine person. And like people who don't know him that way or wouldn't see him in these, because he was coming around here and he used to be coming to comic clubs. When you first see him, you're like, oh my God, it's Robin Williams. And he's literally like, hey, you know, and he doesn't, he was very grounded and very sweet. And it's like,
he seemed very kind.
Yeah.
Like he just was such a, when I he dropped in like a meltdown once,
yeah.
And I got off stage and went into the green room and he was like, hey. And I was like, hey.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he was like, hey, I'm Robin. I was like, yeah, okay. What's your last name? And I was like, oh, hey, Robin, nice to meet you. And I remember I was like, do you want to go up? And he was like, I'm just here to watch. And I was like, just do 2 minutes. And his hat and coat were off. He's like, all right, I'll do 2 minutes.
And how much did he really do?
He did 15. Blew the light. I'm giving him the light. He fucking crushed. Well, what was great was not the... when his jokes wouldn't do well, how self-effacing he was on stage and like make fun of himself. And the crowd, like, you could, so much love. And when he got off stage, his face was so bright and he was smiling and his eyes were shining. And he was like, thank you. That was wonderful. I really needed that. Because he'd just come from shooting Crazy Ones. And I think it was a long day or something. And he stuck around and watched the show and laughed at everybody. And he just then left. And I was like, please come back anytime, Robin. And I texted my mom that Robin Williams did my show. And it's the only time she's ever been impressed.
One time when I was at the Throckmorton Theater, you know, Pitta runs that show up there, mm-hmm. up north. And Robin used to hang out there. And, you know, he's not the kind of... I didn't want people to know he was in the audience. He sat in like one of those... what do you call it? The booths up mm-hmm. top? Like, right. So he's up there, and I got a headline. And I know he's sitting up there. And I don't want to play with him. Because, like, he likes to improvise. And I didn't want to get into... You know, I had to get through my hour. I didn't want to just improvise or try to improvise with him. And
but you can't stop thinking about the fact that he's there.
I know he's there because every time a joke didn't do well, I'd hear Robin go, ooh. And it was such a defined laugh. It could only... No one else... You know, oh, yeah, like I was like, oh my God. It was like this ongoing invitation for me to acknowledge. And I didn't, but he did get up there and he did a German sex therapist for like 45 minutes.
I ran this really tiny show at El Cid like 7 years ago. And it was a show where we were just doing everything but stand-up. It was called Garage Comedy. And he showed up and just hung out. Like, he hung out and... I took a photo with him. It was such a thrill. And I know he did improv jams here on the stage. And it's such a beautiful thing. He would come and jam with, like, students, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, he just loved comedy. He loved being around comedians.
Yep. That's because he was at his core a fucking comic. He was a comic. He was a great comic. There's nobody like him. That's it.
Yeah, and probably, I mean, I can't diagnose him, but I would imagine that...
He was depressed.
Performing, like being in front of people all the time.
Yeah.
Like if there was comedy 24/7, he could probably, you know, get by. That could probably be his medicine.
But, you should have hired an audience to live with him.
Yeah.
too dark, I apologize. Too soon.
Maybe too true.
Yeah.
It kind of had to happen, you know, where this is supposed to be a fun show, and it's a heavy subject. I was going to say, for me, it's World According to Garp is my favorite.
Oh, yeah.
That's like right after Popeye, I think. That's like one of his really early ones.
Really early, but just, you know, like introduced us to Glenn Close and John Lithgow, and just that whole movie.
Amanda Plummer.
The fucking no tongue stuff.
And how about the crazy guy who gets his dick bitten off? Is that movie?
He sure is. It's an extremely unpleasant car accident blowjob scene in that film. And
that guy was such a skeevy little actor guy, just like fucking that guy with fucking Robin's wife, and then in the car, and he... Oh, boy.
Yeah.
That was not a good night for him. That guy.
That speech that he gives in Good Will Hunting to Matt Damon, where he's like, you know, you got to live your life, go and look at the Sistine Chapel and stuff. I think about that like once a week because my instinct is just to like stay home and kind of fucking do nothing, go out. But I think of that. I was like, yeah, it is important to go out and have like experiences. And I don't know, man.
You can still look at a lot of great video games if you... If you stay home, then you could listen to a podcast about it.
No, I fucked up.
The Indoor Kids.
I've made a huge mistake.
You're doing a terrible job of promoting your own.
It's a great TV show that you could watch on Comedy Central.
Did you, Kumail, did you have, like, you know, I always love hearing from you, but, like, there was this, something specific you wanted to promote by for this with this appearance?
Oh, The Meltdown with Jonah and Kumail is a show. It's on Comedy Central, 12:30 a.m. Wednesday nights, technically Thursday.
Mm-hmm. 11:30 right in the Central and Mountain time zones.
Yeah, and you're on it, and Mark is on it, and...
when's my episode going to be on? I heard, like, at the opening night party or whatever, you showed that episode.
It killed!
I heard it went well, yeah.
It killed! It was so fucking funny.
Gabe the Magician told me that my bit turned out okay.
Oh, it's so
funny.
And
the night we did it, it was a mess, as you know.
It was so funny. no, it was fun on the night, too. We had to change the order because there was... a joke that after the Robin thing wasn't appropriate, so they like switched the order around. So I don't remember what the order
was. What was that joke?
Here, I'll do it in its entirety.
Thank you. Because it'd certainly be less appropriate now.
Yeah, this is the worst time to do it. No, it was like I don't want to get into it. It wasn't, you know, it's a really funny joke, and it's actually a very well done and compassionate joke. But it just, they were scared of airing it. And
Last night in Houston, the club for, you know, it makes perfect sense they wouldn't even think of this, but their opening video. That starts every show, they list off a bunch of comedians that have, you know, come from the improv, you know, and they just, Robin Williams! Mm-hmm. And the crowd was like, ah, oh, ah! Like, they didn't know, yeah. They made the weirdest noise. Like, some of them were like, yay! And some were like, ah, that's, why did you take that out? You know, like, why are you reminding us before we have to watch some stoner for an hour and a half?
My mom texted me yesterday. She was like so sad about Robin Williams, and she never texts me. And I realized, like, the Venn diagram of my mom and my interests, the only intersection is Robin Williams. That's the only thing we agree on. He's fucking awesome.
I talked to my mom yesterday a few minutes after I heard, and she clearly didn't know yet, and so I didn't say anything.
Yeah.
I gave her a little bit more time to think that he was alive, because yeah. It's a bummer to everybody.
It's what,
because
everyone, he has like a place in everyone's mind and heart, you know, no matter, he's been around, you know, he's Robin Williams.
Yeah, and everyone has a favorite Robin Williams movie. Like, everyone has a movie that they love that has Robin Williams in it.
Mm-hmm.
Death to Smoochie, anyone? Yes. Thought there might be one weirdo.
World's Greatest Dad. That's
good.
Yeah, that's a really great movie. What about Jumanji? People always fucking. So last night at the.
By the way, can I say Jumanji fucked up my life for like 3 years?
That's, when you, sure that's when you made the switch from board games to video games?
Yeah. My name used to be Kumail Jumanji. I had to change it. Are you sure it's not Jumanji? Yeah, I'm pretty fucking sure. I've been hearing it my whole life.
Hey, my mom texted me about it, but it wasn't because we have common interests, but I think she...
must be nice.
She was like, I think she was checking to see if I was still alive.
She does check on you whenever anything happens.
Yeah, so I think it was like, well, if Robin Williams, his career was like big... You know, yeah.
Right, if he can't make it work, then I better check on Howie.
Yeah, they're in similar classes. That's the thing.
Thank you, Mom.
Though he was so successful, and it's just realize, like, it's not, it has nothing to do with it, I guess.
Yeah, you'd think that would have helped.
It's a different thing.
Yeah. It's a different thing.
At the Improv last night in Houston, at the end of my shows, I'll play a game from Doug Loves Movies with audience members who brought name tags. And so I wanted to play Last Man Stanton, and that's where you get a name of somebody, and then everybody just takes turns naming movies that person did until you run out. And the audience, people just start yelling out Robin Williams. I was like, oh, this is a comedy show. I didn't really mean to go this route, you know? But then we had fun just going through and naming his movies, you know? It was... I enjoyed it. And that's my way of saying, let the games begin.
Yeah.
Dead Poets Society? We didn't even talk about that. That's an amazing movie. Sorry. Let the games
begin. It is an amazing
movie. He really, like, going through all of them and just really thinking about them, like, even things that didn't work so well, at least he seemed like his heart was in the right place.
I loved What Dreams May Come, even though that's, like, such a weird...
That's a crazy-ass movie. That's where he's, like, wandering around in paintings the whole time.
Yeah.
And Cuba Gooding Jr. comes by, and he's like, I'm not radio.
In hindsight, not a good movie.
I can do other things.
Yeah, I like that movie.
Gentlemen and lady, pick your name tags. There's a guy with a license plate over there. I'm sure he's been here before, and I made a Jaws reference before. And
how about the hula
hoops? What's in that box?
Donut holes.
A box full of donut holes, you guys. If you're into donut holes.
I got a hula hoop.
Kumail switched out his non-donut hole name tag with a donut hole name tag. Mark 7 looks like he might have chosen a hula hoop.
A taped hula hoop that says Hudsucker Scotty on it.
Okay. Was there hula hooping in that movie?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a big part
was,
of the movie.
The whole movie.
There you go.
He invents hula hoops.
That was very clever.
Oh, right.
Very
that's
clever.
The invention.
Scotty. Is that your name?
Hudsucker okay. Scotty, I like it.
Where did Kramer go? He left the building. He's literally gone.
He's Ubering home right now.
There might be some good name tags out on the street.
I mean, but seriously, we're making jokes. I'm concerned.
No. He always comes back. Don't worry, Kumail.
Does he disappear from Who Charted sometimes?
He does.
Oh, there he is.
He is.
You made it back.
I got
Jim's. All right. Well, we'll get to you here in a second. We were just worried about your well-being. It's good to know that you're here.
Oh, you okay. That's
everything's
it.
All right.
That we can't eat those.
All right. I'm going to make a vine of this. Let's start with Kumail. Who are you playing for, Kumail?
I'm playing for Paul, and he hearts donuts. And it says donut holes with arrows pointing to the donut holes. No confusion at all.
Who are you playing for?
I'm 100% sure I know what these are.
Cool.
Me too. Mikey Soda. He's from Minnesota. Me too.
Howard.
I'm playing for Jim Jims. That's about all the information I have.
It's some sort of snack box. I don't know what snack it used to be.
Cookies.
But now it's Jim Jim's.
They're JoJo's.
They were JoJo's from Trader Joe's.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Vanilla sandwiches.
Oh, I don't know JoJo's.
They're cream cookies.
There's instructions on how to eat the cookies on the side.
Oh, good.
I feel like we have that down, Trader Joe's.
Mark, who are you playing for?
I'm playing for Hudsucker Scotty. Brought a hula hoop.
Yeah, he did.
All right.
I don't know if Scotty's thrilled about me playing for him, but we're gonna do our best up here. We'll be all right now. And sometimes it happens for me.
Yeah, anybody can win. And I was delighted when you had Leonard Maltin on WTF, and you guys discussed your amazing. You went -3 on Wizard of Oz.
I did.
Yeah,
that was a pretty big moment for everyone.
Yes.
Oh, shit.
It changed a lot of people's lives.
That was the night that I beat your ass.
Oh, you remember?
Yeah.
Good. The pills are working.
I think I need pills.
Do you really?
I don't have pills. I don't do pills. Are you on pills?
No.
Okay. Why are you so fucking happy?
Things are going all right for Kumail.
I know.
Silicon Valley, big hit.
Yeah.
You're doing a thing where you and TJ Miller are going to be asked questions by somebody somewhere on like Thursday. Do you know about this?
Yeah, that is the worst description of it I've ever heard.
Why? What's going to happen?
We're just doing a Twitter Q&A because Silicon Valley came out on iTunes.
Oh, a Twitter Q&A?
Yes.
How does that work? Is it like Twitter?
Yes, it's like Twitter.
People ask you questions, you respond.
And you get angry at them. Yeah. That's exactly what it is.
All right, cool.
What is weird is that if we ever tweeted each other, Mark, there are 10 people who respond trying to fucking get us to fight. And it worked 3 days ago.
I know, but we both of us sort of petered out, you know, because like I don't have anything really against you.
Look me in the eye when you say that. Why do you have to look away?
Here's what it is.
Uh-oh.
You're very bright, funny man. I enjoy what you do.
Thank you so much. Yeah. All right, let's continue with the.
Let's get
but
oh no.
Now let's see what happens.
It was the, we were we, yeah.
We'll see what happens during the game. I'm happy for your success.
Cut. Can we take that again with more sincerity this time?
I said it. Yes, I said it. I'm trying to contrary action.
Hey Mark, do you watch X-Files ever?
No.
Then you should be a guest on the X-Files files with Kumail Nanjiani.
I watched a couple of them, but not enough to listen.
It's a podcast about the X-Files. I'm going through and rewatching all of it.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean, I can't keep up with all your great things.
That's you know what a great way like? Of saying it, throwing that word great in there.
If people can't see it at home, but the face and the words do not match. It looks like that old Conan bit where the lips are moving and the face is doing something.
You know, I think we're both doing okay, and it, you know, it took me a lot longer to get to where I am. But, you know, luck is a big part of this business. And I...
Is that right? I don't know.
It all comes down to longevity.
It's really hard for you to be mean, and I appreciate that.
Well, okay, here we go.
No, wait.
I mean, it's not luck. I just didn't take a 10-year sabbatical for cocaine and failed marriages.
Right. I understand that.
And apologies to who charted.
Wait, hold on. Hold on a minute. Hold on. Yet. I got it out of the way. Let's see how you handle success.
That's what we were saying. We were having that Twitter battle, and at one point we were like, what the fuck are we doing?
No, I literally said, this is exhausting me.
Yeah.
I don't want to do this anymore. And you're like, okay, I love you.
Yeah, let's not do it. I love you.
I said, love Mark. Yeah. That was a good moment.
Yeah. I felt very, it was like 7 in the morning. I was getting on a plane, and I was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah. No, I have warm feelings for you. I do. I do. I always liked you, and I liked you at the beginning when we first met, when you liked me. And that was before you were successful, and you were very sort of like, I really like what you do, and, you know, it's important. It was important to you.
I've never not known Kumail to be successful. He was successful from the second I first laid
eyes on him. No, this was before. It was a tricky time. Like, it was in between. He hadn't moved out here yet.
I was in Pakistan, and... I mean, I was the biggest comedian in Pakistan, but...
No, but it was weird, because I got booked in Pakistan. Neither one of us could understand it. And he said, can I open for you? I said, how much time you got? And it was weird. It was in Brooklyn, though, actually, and you had a shitty car, and you gave me a ride somewhere.
I still have that car.
Why?
Because, I mean, it works.
No, I'm the same way. I have a Toyota Camry. I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah,
you want to go car shopping?
I don't know anything about cars.
Let's go.
All right, let's go car shopping. I literally bought my first car. I went in and I said, I want a red car. And I want it today. And I went to, and I got a red car. And I have a red car now.
Do you have another car, though? Is there a second? Does Emily have a car?
Emily has the car that we gave you the ride in.
Oh, that was a great ride.
Wasn't it? Yeah, it was. I used to go on your website and reload, hoping that you'd written new essays every day.
You guys do this on the Who Gives a Shit podcast?
I mean, God, thank you, Doug. God damn it.
I think we were just waiting
for it to take an ugly turn, and it just didn't. It just became
friendly,
typical chit chat between people who don't want to start up anything. But Kulop also has something very important that she's she's promoting. She's got an Indiegogo. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, it's an Indiegogo campaign.
Indiegogo?
Yeah.
For a documentary.
It's a documentary.
Tell us about it.
I directed it. It's called Origin Story. It's about me kind of figuring out When I was 14, I found out my dad wasn't my real dad, and I just went to Laos just this past April and met him. So it's sort of a journey.
That the dad you grew up with wasn't your real dad?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I found out because I defended him once, and then my mom said, "Why are you defending him? He's not your real dad."
Whoa!
This was recently?
This was when I was 14.
Oh, okay.
It took me till 34 to kind of figure out that I should probably meet the guy who I owe half my DNA to.
That's a crazy way to find out.
It's not great.
Could be worse. Your dad could have been Vince Vaughn.
I've never factored that.
Is that a delivery man reference?
He had, yes. He had 250
kids. I'm pretty sure that is the only time delivery man has been referenced.
He had 250 kids in that movie. 250 kids. And his girlfriend was mad at him for having so many kids. And he was like, "I was young and I donated sperm."
Well, at least he went out to look for them.
Right?
How did it turn out, though? Did it turn
it's
out?
It's hard
okay?
to get a visa.
That's probably the end of the documentary.
Okay.
She needs to raise money for post-production on the documentary.
Yeah, I'm pretty much done with all photography, but it's just getting across the
line. Where do they go to do it?
They go to Indiegogo and search Origin Story Doc. Please.
All right.
I got to tweet that shit.
Yes, please.
And Howard's got a new album out.
Some of this, some of that. It is the... Go for it. Go for it.
Don't hold back, audience.
This is a dialogue. It is some of this, some of that. It's the third album, and I have a summer trio of albums.
The trilogy.
Trilogy, and it's so great. On this special summer, just yesterday, three panda cubs, triplets, were born in China. Hey, give it up for the,
why did you touch Kulop when you said China?
I just wanted to connect with her about where it was all going down.
Not Chinese.
So just somewhere else is all you need.
He calls all of Asia my sector.
Hey, I'm from Asia, and I'm not from her sector.
No, no, but isn't she a great representative? Give it up, everybody.
You all just clapping for racism right now.
You know, I like to think of it as all the tribes gathering. Just
tribes?
Tribes.
The tribes?
Tribesman.
All the natives are.
Kumail, I'm a tribesman. Mark's a tribesman.
A very powerful and successful tribe. The
12 colors, divisions.
You know, I do. We're renegade Jews. They're better Jews than us.
Exactly. The maverick bees. Hey, guys.
Some of this, some of that.
Some of this, some of that.
I just got that pun, by the way.
Some of this, some of that.
Great pun.
You got it quicker than I did, Kumail. It's a great album. It's got 10 tracks, including Goo Cruise and Government Pants. A lot of stuff that Mark endorses privately to me. And
big supporter of Howard's work.
Right.
He's privately.
There you go. He's saving his rap. But it's a great album. Pick it up on iTunes and at Bandcamp, please.
Pick it up. Pick it up.
Pick it up.
All right. So we've run out of time. And... So we're going to play a really fast game.
Why can't I promote anything?
Oh, I thought earlier I said something about how you had a special Robin Williams edition of the thing.
That went up, but I have other things.
Hey, how long
All right, maybe next time, Mark.
When does this go up? When does it go up?
Immediately. Tomorrow.
All right, well, I'll be at the Comedy Zone in Charlotte, North Carolina, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Nice. 15th
and 16th. That'd be good if you could come.
Yep.
I just did Oddball there, which had 10,000 people, and my sales are not that great at the Zone.
Ooh. I'd say I give them kind of a big walk-up market there.
I'm excited. I like it.
Just
I like
listening
going.
To this.
Hey, I do this on the Who Gives a Shit podcast.
All right, let's play the game. I'm
People
ready.
People get to do their plugs. Can we, Kumail? You guys were talking about gardening or something.
We're
constantly
going car
with the gardening.
We're going
constant
car shopping.
Gardeners.
We both have shitty cars that we
tried to bring it back to
for some reason. Can we eat these cookies or what?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Please.
You want donut holes?
No. Just make.
Oh, sorry. Just the cookies, maybe. Not the holes.
Okay.
But okay. Let's to Hold determine a winner because somebody needs to win the prize bag.
What are we playing? One game? Like?
We're gonna play a very fast game. And it's called Doing Lines with Mark.
I had 15 years sober yesterday. This is good.
These are your lines?
These are my lines.
You're stepping over Mark.
Can I eat the cookies?
You're stepping all over Mark, Mark. So, did you play it again?
Want some lines?
We got Mark Wahlberg to pre-record for tonight's show because he's busy. I know. Isn't it a shame that I didn't bring him out when there's no show left? Wouldn't that have been worse? I don't want to know what Mark Wahlberg thinks about Robin Williams dying. So I'm glad he's gone. I'm glad Mark Wahlberg's gone. Jesus. Wow. Wow.
Tough crowd.
So Mark Wahlberg's going to say a line from a movie. Anybody want a Jim Jim? And first one of you to guess what movie this line is from is going to be the winner tonight on this very special episode where everybody just learns to get along.
This is it?
It's going to be it. As soon as he plays it, I think he's just waiting for just enough silence to drop it in.
Oh, the terrorists. Yeah, they ran that way. It was a run by fruiting. I'll get them. Don't worry.
I got it. That's Mrs. Doubtfire.
That's correct. Kumail is our winner.
Drive by fruiting.
I love how you just said, I got it. I should have been more clear. You just have to blurt it out. And so where's the person with the donut holes? Here you go, dude. Come get your prizes. There's a bag full of stuff and... Mark's album and no packs.
No packs.
And you can have your donut holes.
Can we
back
talk about movies or something? Are we really done? Is it over?
It's really over. What do you mean talk about movies? We talked about a great movie actor.
I saw that Happy Christmas that Joe.
Is it good?
Yeah, I liked it a lot. And I saw that other one, the confusing French one, Indigo, Mood Indigo. The fuck was that about?
It's a lot of Michel Gondry. It's a lot
going on.
Trippy,
a lot of
trippy
effort.
Imagery.
Trippy.
Based on a book, oddly enough.
Yeah, see, I got to read the book because I found the movie compelling, but I was so caught up with the things that were moving that shouldn't be that I couldn't follow anything.
That Audrey tattoo is pretty adorable. Yeah. And have you seen... So let's do it. What have you seen lately, Howard?
Oh, I saw something terrible. Jim Jarmusch.
Bad?
Oh, the vampire thing?
Yeah.
Oh, it's not good? Only Lovers Left Alive?
Yeah, real, real bad.
Well,
they like.
What was wrong with it?
They spent just a lot of time kind of being bummed out that they had to keep finding blood. It was like, if you're going to show me another angle of the way vampires live, like, I could figure, down moments.
You should do movie reviews.
That's what I keep saying.
I do on who?
He doesn't like hard up vampires.
Right.
He likes successful vampires.
You don't like movies that are like, what do you call them?
Crazy make 'em ups.
Crazy make 'em ups.
Guys, he doesn't like movies.
Oh, easy. I love Jaws. It's the best movie ever made.
He loves Jaws.
And, but I'm not so into where you gotta buy into five other rules before you go watch the movie.
But other than Jaws, you wish most films were 2 minutes.
I think a lot of movies are too long. And there's a lot of songs that give you the same amount of a ride and like a lot less time. And then you could put your energies into, you live in a dystopian world where the caps are melting and the animals are dying and the bombs are going off. Be a hero in this world that you're already in.
It's it was a very slow Eddie Pepitone rant.
A very soft
Eddie Pepitone at bedtime.
Yeah, a light FM.
Yeah, it's him like sleep talking.
We're all in trouble. Things are bad.
Cuckoo, what have you seen lately?
Last movie I saw was Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, it's a delight. It's a delight. So
I am
so
Groot.
Fun.
What about the Linklater movie?
I've
anyone see
twice.
That?
Yeah, Boyhood.
I saw that.
It's great.
Yeah, that was good. Took a long time to make that.
Almost as long to watch it, though, too, right?
I thought that movie was so great. Like, the cumulative effect
it's
of
wild.
It. By the end, I was like, crying over shit.
Did you give it a good cum score at the end?
Great cum score. Because I was like, I don't know if it's going to have a real story or if it's just you seeing a kid grow up and that's the appeal of it. But by the end of it...
Well, yeah, because you keep saying, like, oh, that's the same guy.
Yeah.
That's what you do the whole movie. It's the same... Look how he's turning out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I saw it. There was, like, a Q&A. That kid introduced it. So I saw him as a grown-up. And then next I saw he was 7 years old. And it was...
And then also when the movie was over, you got to see him at 3 hours older.
Are you trying to say you didn't like the movie?
I haven't seen it. I'm just worried that I won't like it.
It's really, really wonderful.
I don't know if you didn't know the device that it would be as compelling as it is. Do you know what I mean?
Right,
if you
right.
were just sort of, I'm just going to go see this movie. I don't know anything about it. You'd be like, what the fuck is the point of this?
Yeah.
But knowing, then you're like, oh, this is emotionally interesting.
But I think that's part of the experience of watching the movie.
Yes.
It's like
of
knowing
course.
The device.
Of
yeah.
course. I'm not saying it should stand alone on its own merits.
I'm going to do some stand-up at the Tempe Improv on Wednesday, August 20th. All my dates are douglovesmovies.com. Do you guys have shitheads on the back of your Jim Jims and your license plate and stuff? We got to sort that out because we want them to get their consolation prize. And where is it on the Jim Jims? It's not.
Sorry,
it's not
Scotty.
On the Jim Jims. Could you come down and write one down for me, dude?
Oh,
whoa!
No one saw that, man.
Jeez.
I want to make sure everyone knows what happened. People at home, he tripped on the stage. But
you
recovered.
Didn't have to do that. Why'd you have to do that?
Recovered with Slim.
Could just cut it out.
With a Sharpie in hand, and he wrote down a terrific shithead.
Please trip on the way up.
Good job.
Okay. That was too dangerous.
He jumped. Sir, you are full of hubris.
Is there a shithead on the hula hoop?
No, I don't know what that is. What do you mean?
It's that round thing you're holding.
It's a weird sentence. Is there one? There is?
On the back of the paper.
Oh, my
you
God.
Made a puzzle.
Thanks a lot, Scotty. Good one, Scotty.
You made a puzzle.
Kumail just repeated Ooh. My punchline.
No, I was repeating it because I thought it was funny.
You did it right. All right. Thank you to all of my guests, Mark Maron, Howard Kramer, Kulaf Vilaysack, and Kumail Nanjiani. Hey, Kumail, can you come back next week?
Yeah.
Okay, Kumail will be back next week. And as always...
Why does he get the only...
Because he won.
Oh.
As always...
Remember last time how you won? That's struggle. Me now.
I don't know how you can like possibly compare the two. Last time was... that was a tough moment.
Yeah.
It was compelling.
Yeah, you
and
guessed...
It, like I had to use my brain.
Right.
And reach deep.
You just remembered going to see it in the theater when it came out. I don't know why I did that. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but it was like, that's an old joke, but I'm not that old.
No,
I mean,
no.
I'm sorry that it didn't come to your country.
As always.
Actually, it did make it
whatever,
there.
Whatever.
We're all big Wizard of Oz fans in Pakistan.
It didn't help, though, did it?
No. We're still in the black and white land over there. To us, we were like, what's so impressive about this? It's just another fully black and white movie.
Kyle Schaffer is a shithead. Did I say that right? Schaefer. Okay.
Well. Are you losing steam, Doug?
No, I'm wrapping it up. On your show in the garage, do people keep crying when you're trying to close the show down? Give one more plug for coffee.com or whatever the fuck. The people that don't like the movie Hook are a shithead, and depression is a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another hockey. Eyes unfold as viewing powers makes him cocky.